Canada will soon undertake its most ambitious effort yet to map the Arctic Ocean seabed. Canada has until 2013 to submit its claim under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. It's hoping to extend its sovereignty over a vast area of the Arctic Ocean and the resources found there. The CBC's Patricia Bell reports.
4 years until the deadline. Dr. Jacob Verhoef says that isn't a lot. Verhoef is in charge of Canada's mapping effort. He says there's still much to do, and the work this year will continue almost nonstop from mid-March until mid-September. Canada will team up with Denmark on a project north of Ward Hunt Island, another in the Labrador Sea, and on a special aerial survey off of Alert. Then Canadian scientists will switch partners and work with the United States on icebreakers for 42 days to map the seabed in the Beaufort Sea. Jacob Verhoef.
With the last 2 or 3 years, you can see we started very slow and we built it up. And I think this year is probably the year of maximum activities.
A lot will depend on the ice conditions. That's why the Canadian Ice Service is contributing its expertise. Doug Bancroft is the service's director. He says it's also allowing the service to verify its satellite images from RadarSat-2.
This is an exciting opportunity because you have personnel on the ground and other equipment that's operating at the same time as a satellite. So it's an opportunity to get a validation of some of the new techniques that are evolving with these new tools.
An autonomous underwater vehicle will be tested at Alert in April. Scientists hope to use the devices to map remote areas in the Arctic Ocean next year.
That story was from the CBC's Patricia Bell.